With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. One of the perks of being a U.S. representative is you're sometimes on hand for some of the more momentous occasions in this country. And that was the case for Representative Dan Newhouse, who was asked to attend the president's signing of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
How many times have you asked me, what about the USMCA? What's going to happen with that? And I think I probably, if I told you once, I told you a dozen times that it should be soon.
Well, soon finally came on January 29th, and Newhouse was proud to be on hand.
I was very happy to be invited to the signing ceremony. And like I said, this was a momentous day for people in Central Washington. You know, we're literally the most trade-reliant state in the country when it comes to many of the products that we produce. And so it's a big deal. It's a big deal for us. And I wanted to be there and congratulated the president for successfully getting this agreement done.
Newhouse says it was important for him to be there.
I've been engaged as much as possible as well, and I just thought it was an important thing to be there and make sure that the efforts that were put forth on many people's behalf went recognized. And so I thank the president for his leadership and his direction and his tenacity to make sure that we got this done.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the signing of the USMCA and the work that went into it.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report.